Fine, let's just start from the top of Gimel on the Beis. The Gemara says like this. He also Redimi Amar Yochel Yilka Al HaTesefes. I might think you get Malkus for the Tesefes, which is right now a mystery what that means. V'nasa l'talmud l'b'tura. But we brought a source to say you're exempt. So Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he said an unclear, cryptic statement. He said, I might think you get Malkus with a Tesefes, but there was a source which tells me that you're going to be potter for Malkus. Says the Gemara, V'lo yodana mai talmudu mai Tesefes. It was very unclear what all this was referring to. So the Gemara says like this. Rabbi Loza Amra Charisha. The Gemara says Charisha v'hachi gamra. Yochel yilke al Charisha. De asya miklalu pratu klal. I might think that you get Malkus for Charisha. In other words, you want to know what is this statement. I might think you get Malkus for the Tesefes. You know what the Tesefes is? Tesefes is Charisha. Says Rashi, three lines down, Rabbi Elazar Amar Charisha Bashvius, Lahachi Kari Lei Tesefes, the Lei Nafik Ikroy Min HaTeira, Ela Michlal Uprat Uklal, Kedir Min Alel. And says, what's the reason why the Gemara is calling this Tesefes? Because remember, the Pasuk only mentions four things. Zriya, Zmira, Kitsira, Bitsira. That's all it mentions, as far as the lav is concerned. So, I might think you get Malkus for the Tesefes. Pirish, what does Tesefes mean? Something which was learned from a klal prat uklal. Now, what is the klal prat uklal? Like we said on Gimel Amud Aleph, we have a klal prat uklal structure and formation. And the only question is, are we allowed to treat it and don it like a klal prat uklal? And like we mentioned on Amud Aleph, the din of Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Law, the Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Law said that if you have a klal by the asay and the prat by the leis asay, I'm sorry, that's not a klal prat uklal structure formation. You're not able to learn a klal prat uklal, and therefore you would not get Malkus. But if you don't hold of Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Law's din, you can learn a klal prat uklal. And therefore you can say the following. Just like the prat of Zriya, Zmira, Kitsira, and Bitsira is miyuchad, that it is avodas hakarka, and you get malchus on it, so to anything which is avodas hakarka, you would get malchus on it. Pirish. Huadinami Harisha. And therefore, if a person plows a field during the Shemitah year, you would get Malkus. So again, one more time, let's start again at the top of the Amud and Gimel on the Beis. Gyasa Ravdimi Amar. When Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Yochel Yilkala Tesefes, I might think you get Malkus on the Tesefes, Pirish, on that which we have learned out in addition from the Klal Prat Uklal. But also, let's come with the Lepturah, but we're going to patter it. And the Gemara said initially, "V'le'yodana my Talmud, my Tesefes." I didn't know exactly what he was talking about. What's called the Tesefes? What's called the Talmuda? So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Elazar Amar Charisha." The din over here is Charisha. V'hachi gamra yochel yilkala Charisha. I might think that you get Malkus for Charisha. The asya miklal pratzu klal, because we can infer it from a klal pratzu klal. V'nosim the Talmud leptura. But we said, no, you're not able to do that. There is a lack in your logic. The logic is faulty. Why? In Cain, kol hani prati lamali. Why? What's the justification for all of the pratim? Meaning, let's just speak it outside. Speak it outside. Whenever we have a klal prati klal, so you have statement number one, which is a general statement. Statement number two is specific, and statement number three, general. So the logic behind the klal prat uklal is that we say whatever is similar to the prat is going to be included. And we'll say, ma prat mafurish, that it's A, B, and C, so to anything which is A, B, and C is included. But if the Torah says klal, And then it gives three examples of the prat. So then we would ask ourselves, why was it necessary for the Torah to give so many examples of the prat? Just give one example of the prat. And I would say, whatever is similar to the prat is included. Oh, the fact that the Torah gave me three examples, in this case four examples, it must be these four only and nothing else. Because otherwise, why would you give me so many examples of a prat? That's a Rashi says, Kol Hani Prati. The Porit Behed Yudasa Bishvias, Zriya, Zvizimur, Kitsira, Ubitsira, Lomali Zakrashi, the Kasim Rahmana, El Lamemra, the Hanehudaleka. On these you get Malkas, Shmamina, Acharisha, Loy Laki. It must be that in Acharisha you don't get Malkas. So one more time, the first pshat in the Gemara is, Yahul Yilkala Tisefis, I might think that you get Malkas on the Tisefis, Pirish, on that which we're Moisif, and we try and learn out from a klal prat to klal formation, and say that it's not only going to be Zriya and Zmira and Betzir and Katsira, but it'll also be Harisha, because it's also an Avoida Shibasada, and therefore you should also get Malkas on it. The Nosav La Talmudah, the Gemara comes along and says, no, can't be that you'd include that in a klal prat to klal, because otherwise, why was it necessary to mention four different pratim? That is pshat number one in the Gemara. It says the Gemara six lines down, pshat number two, Rabbi Yechon and Omar, totally different pshat. You know what this cryptic statement of Rav Dini of Yochel Yilka Alati Sefes is referring to? Something totally different. Rabbi Yechon and Omar, Yomim Shehisifu Chachamim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. We are discussing and we are deliberating on whether or not you would get Malkus in the Tesefis Shvius period. That's the deal. In other words, if a person is the Re during Shemitah, or is Zaymer, or is Beitzer, or is Kaitzer during the Shemitah year, Malkus. But we know there's a Musaf of Tesefis Shvius. What are the implications of a person doing one of these four malachas in the Tesefis Shvius period? That is the deal. And that's what this statement of Yachal Yilkala Ala Tisefis is referring to. So let's see. Rabbi Yechon Amar. Yomim Sheisif HaChachamim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. V'hachi Gama. Yachal Yilkala Ala Tisefis Rosh Hashanah. I might think that a person gets Malkus for Tisefis Rosh Hashanah. Da'ach Tiyami B'charesh B'katza Tishbois. Which we're going to learn out later on. From a pasuk, B'charesh B'katzah Tishbois, V'nasav LaTalmuda Liptura. And on that Havamina, that there is a Musag of Tisefis Shvius, and I would say, well, to the extent that there's a Musag of Tisefis Shvius, just like you get Malkus during the Shemitah year itself, so it's if a person does one of the four Malachas which the Torah forbade with a Lay Sasa, you get Malkus on it also. It's on that. But that is the deal. Maybe get Malkus of his service, come on when you don't. So the Gemara says, "My yamim shalifnei Rosh Hashanah." What are we referring to when we say that there is an Isser, there is a Tisefis Shvius, there are days before Rosh Hashanah that the Shemitah kicks in already? Now, what the Gemara is going to do for the rest of this Amud is, we're going to dawn on, there's definitely a period of Tisefis Shvius. The question is that a Tisefis Dirabbanan? Is that learned out from a Halacha L'Meish B'Sinai? Is that learned out from Psukim? What is the source of Tisefis Shvius? But whatever the source is, we're saying, I might think that you get Malkus on Tisefis Shvius, Kamash when you don't. But now the Gemara is going to get into, where is this and what is the source of Tisefis Shvius. So let's see. The Gemara says, "My yamim lifnei Rosh Hashanah kedisnan." We have the first Mishnah in Maseches Shvius, which says as follows: "Ad masei chorshin b'stei ilan erev Shvius." Until when is a person allowed to be chorish in an orchard in the sixth year? So we would say, "What do you mean? I mean, you could do chorish up until Rosh Hashanah. Surely everything kicks in Rosh Hashanah." So the first Mishnah says, "No." There's going to be a time in the sixth year that you're not allowed to do any malacha. So up until when, says the Mishnah? so long as when you plow the field, it is beneficial for the fruit of the sixth year. But once the harish is no longer beneficial for the fruits of the sixth year, and al-karchach, the only reason why you'd be plowing the field now, would be for the sake of the seventh year, you're not allowed to do a malacha for the sake of the seventh year. So says the Mishnah, up until when are you allowed to do harisha in an orchard in the sixth year? Beishameh seikol zman sheyafel apri, or beishil emrim adon teres. You can do it up until Shavuos. Ukrevim divrei elu liyeis kedivrei elu, and there's not much in it. There's not much of a difference between the time, the agricultural time of the year, as so long as it's good for the fruits of the sixth year, as to the time of Atzeres, the time of Shavuos. Now, there is an interesting din over here. Which period is the later period? Is the period of Shavuos the later period? Or is the period of Kol Zman Sheyafel Apri the later period? So if you look at Tesis, Tesis says, Ad Atzeres, Dehainu Yoyser, this is a longer amount. Why? The Bechol Mokam Beishame Lechomra Ubeishele Lekula. We know that the rule is Beishame is Nachma, Beishele is Mekel, Levan Mi Oysim Devarim Dekachashe Be'edius. Besides the exceptions which are enumerated in Maseches Edyes. Being that this Mishnah is not included in the Chumre Beishele and the Kule Beishamei, it must be that this is the regular Beis Hillel being Mekel, and therefore when Beis Hillel say you're allowed to plow the field in the sixth year up until Shavuos, that is a longer time into the year than the time of Ad Sheyafel Apri, well, whatever that is. And Tosfos says in the next thesis, a craven divrei elu, kamash malon de'ein Beishamei machmir and elamahat al Beis Hillel, is they're only being machmir a little bit. That is Tesis. If you look at the Hagei Sagra over here, he says, Birshalmi, Shvi is Perek Aleph, Lama Lei Tanisua Mikule Beishamei Mechumer Beis Hillel. So the Yerushalmi asks the Kasha, why Tak is it not included in the Chumre Beis Hillel and the Kulas of Beishamei? So the Gemara says, "Pa'amin she'ena geshamim mitzuyin." There are times when the rain isn't found in the land, ve'ena lecha mitzuya, and so on. Meaning, it says it could be that it's not muchach always that it comes out one way or the other. It's not muchach necessarily that Beis Hillel are being machmir and the Beishamei are being meko, because it depends on the rainfall. The point is, as he points out, delay katesis di ramaschal ad atzeres. And the Mefarshim are very bothered how katesis say what he says when it goes against the Yerushalmi. I mean, it's Mefarshim and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks Akasha that surely this should be included in the Chumrei Beis Hillel and the Kula, the Kulas of Beis Shammai, and it's just because of a technical reason. But for Beis Hillel, for katesis to say, excuse me, it must be the Beis Hillel being Mekel, because otherwise it would have been the Mishnah Edyos. The Gemara Yerushalmi deals with that question. So that is a nidun over here in the sugya. Anyway, leaving that aside, we see over here that there's a musig of Tisefer Shvi'is. We said v'kriv nevi'eli es k'nevi'eli bad masay harishim stay halavan. Until when in the year, in the sixth year, are you allowed to plow a field of grain, Erev Shvi'is? So Mishatich LaHalecha, the whole Zman Shvi'i Adam Harshim Lita Mikshayis Midlais. Meaning, so it depends on whether or not there is moisture in the ground, and it still is beneficial for the produce of the sixth year, then we will allow you to do it. But once it's no longer beneficial for the produce of the sixth year, we won't allow you to do it. If you look at Rashi, up until that time when there's plenty of rain in the sixth year, then plowing the field will be beneficial for the sixth year. But once the moisture stops, Einu yachal achrish, you can no longer plow. Because now it has the appearance as if you're doing a harisha for the seventh year. And the Einu calls man shebnei adam harshim leitza mikshayis. So again, a similar concept, a similar din. You're only allowed to plow a field so long as it's beneficial for the grain of that year. And the Tanakhama says, what is this referring to? So long as people are busy planting, you know, their gourd, their pumpkins, and so on. All we're going to say, every single person is different. We don't like to do that. We like to give one clear shear, and we will say, when it comes to a stay love, and when it comes to a field of grain, you're allowed to plow until Pesach. When it comes to an orchard, it is ad atzeres, like Beis Hillel said. Now, so again, what do we have over here? We've introduced through Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Masechet Shviyos, and Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph, and Masechet Shviyos, a musig of Tisefet Shviyos. There is Tisefet Shviyos by fruit trees, there's Tisefet Shviyos by grain, and we are saying, when it comes to a field of grain, you're only allowed to plow the field up until Pesach. When it comes to an orchard, you're only allowed to plow the field up until Shavuos. So again, it's about this, just going back, it's about this that Rav Dimi said his cryptic statement. I might think that you get Malchus on the period of Tisefet Shviyos, and about that we're going to say you don't. Now, so a bit just continuing this discussion before we come back, says the Gemara of Amr Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Rav Shimon Levi Mishum Bar Kapara, Rabban Gamliel beis dinay nimnay al shnei prakim halalu ubitlam. Came along Rabban Gamliel and his beis din, and they said, these two periods that you're not allowed to plow your field of grain post Pesach, and you're not allowed to plow your orchard post Atzeres, now it's bottle. We're mevatel that. They were mevatel it. The Gemara says parenthetically, 1 second, Amalei Reb Zeir Rabbi Avayu, Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, Rabban Gamliel beis dinei heichi motzi mevakli takanta de bishame beis hillel. How were they allowed? What justification? How could they be mevatel the takana bishame beis hillel? V'hot nan ein bezdin yachol levan to divrei bezdin chaveri elen kein gadol mimenu v'chokhtam v'minyan. You only have the halachic jurisdiction, the ability to be mevatel and the takana of a previous bezdin if you are greater in chachma and in minyan. Machlik is Rishonim exactly how to qualify these concepts of chachma and minyan, especially minyan. Some say minyan means minyan talmidim. If you're bezdin, you've got a larger bezdin with more talmidim who listen to you. Or some say minyan refers to minyan shanim, the age of the dayanim. But the point is, how could Rabban Gamliel be mevatel the takana beishame beis hillel if they introduced the concept of Tisefet Shviyos? That was the kash which they asked either Rabbi Avayu or Rabbi Yechanan. To which the Gemara says, Tishemem Tishachada. He was temporarily stunned, didn't have an answer. But he responded and he said, Amalei Eimor Kach Hisnu Benein. Maybe this was inbuilt in the original Takana Beishame Beisilo, when they introduced the concept of Tisefet Shviyos, they made a stipulation, Eimor Kach Hisnu Benein, and they said, Kol Haredza Levatel, Yovei V'Yavatel, anyone who wants to be Mevatel this, is able to be Mevatel it. So in other words, yes, they said, this is what we feel is appropriate for our generation in the time of Beishame Beisilo, but if a subsequent Bezdin would like to come along and nullify this decree, they have the right to do so. Fine. So that is a little bit of a discussion as to how it could be, how they're able to nullify it. Now, Kapanim, what are we saying? The Gemara is saying that the concept of Tisefet Shviyos is a takana of Beishame Beisilo. On that, asks the Gemara, 1 second, did who? He? Is it their takana? Is it the takana of Beishamai and Beis Hillel? Halacha l'meishmi Sinai. This actually goes way back before Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. It is a halacha Mishmi Sinai. Dam Rabbi Yam Rabbi Yechonah Mishum Rabbi Nechunya Ish Bikas Beis Charsan. As Simtiyos, Arava, Benisach Hamayim. These three concepts. We'll see Rashi in a minute. These three concepts are a halacha l'moshem Sinai. Says Rashi, Yud Netiyos. If you have 10 saplings, so you've got 10 young trees, 10 young fruit trees. Echon Netiyos, Hamufuzaris Vaseich Beisah, and they are spread within a Beisah, Shehu Nun Al Nun, 50 Amos by 50 Amos. The din is Harshin Kala Sada Shalah, or Kala Sada Kula, Bishvilan. You're allowed to plow the entire field for those 10 young saplings. Now the Arishvi is Ad Rosh Hashanah. Vamri, Hani, Hoyo, Vialdes Hain, Ikep Sedi Yisera. Because they're young saplings, unless we allow the Harisha to be done all the way. In the Arab Shri, a year, Ad Rosh Hashanah, there's going to be a Pseida Yisera, Lekach Harsh in Ad Rosh Hashanah. What's the point? What are we bringing out? Avol Zkena, but an older tree in an orchard, Ein Harsh in Ad Rosh Hashanah. Alma, the Allah, the Meshumi Sinai Hein. So you see the Takana, or the concept of Tisef Shri, is not a Takana Beishame Beis Hillel, but rather it is a Allah, the Meshumi Sinai. That was number one. Number two, the concept of Arava, Rashi says, to be Makif and Mizbeach, and the concept of Nisach HaMayim, those three things are Lach HaMishmi Sinai. Chachapanim Preg the Gemara, you see, if so, very clearly, it wasn't introduced with Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it was a Lach HaMishmi Sinai, it predates Beis Shammai Beis Hillel a long time. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ki Gemiri Hilchasa, Shleishim Yoyim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Halacha HaMishmi Sinai was only 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Osu Hani B'Shamah B'Shilal and Tikun Mipesach U'Miatzeres came along B'Shamah B'Shilal and they extended it and they said a later time, which according to B'Shilal is Mipesach U'Miatzeres V'Asnu B'Didhu. And they made an inbuilt t'nai in their tisefes. And they said, Kol haretz levatel, yovoi v'yavatel. Anyone who would like to come along and be mevatel, can be mevatel. If you look at the last Rashi on the page, Kol haretz levatel, yovoi v'yavatel, b'rabban gamliel de batel, le batel ella mipesach, u'miatzeres, ad shleishim yeim lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Avada Rabban Gamliel didn't have the halachic authority and the ability to be mevatel the halacha Moshe Sinai, according to this. He only was able to be mevatel the tisefes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That's where Rabban Gamliel and his bezdin were mevatel. So at this stage, where are we holding? Again, all of this is being brought to understand a cryptic statement of Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said, I might think that you get Malkus on the Tisefes, Pirish. I might think that if a person does one of the four prohibited Malachas, Zriya, Zmira, Kitzira, Vitzira, in the Zman of Tisefes, you get Malkus. And we're going to show that that's not true. What is the Zman of Tisefes? Originally we said, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel made a takana of Tisefes. Beis Hillel said, if it's a Stei Lavan, you can't plow from Pesach. If it's a Stei Ilan, you cannot plow from Shavuos. Freg the Gemara, it's not Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it is Halacha HaMishmi Sinai. The Gemara says you're right. The Halacha HaMishmi Sinai was only the last 30 days of the year. The month of Elul, the last 30 days, and there's Halacha HaMishmi Sinai of Tisefes Shias. Came along Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and they said, no, we're going to extend it well before. According to Beis Hillel, Stei Lavan from Pesach, Stei Ilan from Atzeres. And they, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, there was an inbuilt t'nai saying if a future bezin come along and they feel you no longer need this tisefes which we added, you can be mevatel that up until the Halacha HaMishmi Sinai, which is the last 30 days of the year. That's what the Gemara says. Now ask the Gemara, 1 second, the Hani Hilchas Ininu, Kroininu, So again, you told me originally it was Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. We said it's a Lachmesh Misinai. You were telling me it's a Lachmesh Misinai. I'll prove to you that it's actually a Pasuk. It's Kroininu. The Tanya, because we have a price which says, it says, Bechorish Ubakotzer Tishbos. Bechorish Ubakotzer Tishbos. So let's just give a little bit of background to this. Now, where is this Pasuk, Bechorish Ubakotzer Tishbos? What is this pasuk referring to? So the pasuk says, "Sheishes yomim tavoid, uvayoyim hashvi tishbois, becharish ubekatzer tishbois." So when we would read this pasuk, we would say this is a pasuk speaking about Shabbos, work for 6 days, the seventh day you'll rest, becharish ubekatzer tishbois. So the question which we're going to see Rabbi Givin, Rabbi Yishmael discussing is, what exactly is this pasuk of Bechorish Ubekatzer Tishbos coming to teach me? So there's a Rashi in the Ksav Yad, the Maigamar is printed at the back. I'm just going to read out the Rashi in the Ksav Yad, what he says. Bechorish Ubekatzer Tishbos, Bashviyis Mash Makra. It cannot be referring to Shabbos, even though the pasuk is clearly written about Shabbos, but there's no way the words Bechorish Ubekatzer Tishbos are referring to Shabbos. It can't be. Why? Says Rashi, they eat the Shabbos, my iria chayresh for koitzer, afir misha malachis, tzricha shvisa. You have to be shavis from all the lamates malachis. Why would the pasuk say, chayresh v'katzer tishbos, about Shabbos? Ela zakt Rashi, ela b'shvias mishtamoy kra, v'hachi kamar, sheishiz yamim tavayidu, V'oisin sheish yomim shitartel chalavid b'charish b'katzer tishbais t'haynu b'shvias. So with some reference to shvias. Now v'im einayit tzarech l'charish b'katzer shol shvias. But I don't need the pasuk to tell me you're not allowed to do harishim katzira in the shvias year, because I already have other psukim which tell me explicitly you're not allowed to do malacha during shmitah. So in Eine Tzarech, in Eine Inyan, Lacharish v'katzer shol shviyis, to know Inyan Lacharish lifnei shviyis, hanichneses l'shviyis, and so on. Meaning to say, so one more time in the Gemara, let's see. We said, Kroininu, it's a pasuk, the Tanya, we have a braisa, which says, Becharish dashim, it's a pasuk, Becharish v'katzer tishviyis, Zokter b'kiva, what is this pasuk coming to tell me? It's not speaking about Shabbos. And it's not speaking about Shvius either. Because I have a Mefurish Psukim, which says, Sadcha Lei Sizra, and Lei Siktsar, and Lei Sivtsar. So why would it need to say, Becharish v'katzer tishvies? Rabbi Akiva Eimer, Ein Sarach Leimer, Charish v'katzer shal Shvius, Sharikfar Nehmer, Sadcha Lei Sizra, V'charmach Lei Sizmar, V'goymer, Ella, you know what it must be referring to. Tisefe Shvius. And Kum Tois, it's not a Takana Beishamah Beishillel. It's not a Lacha Mishmishinai. It's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Bechash Bechatsa Tishbeis. Ella, Harish Shel Erev Shvius, Shinichnas La Shvius. It's referring to, don't plow your field in the sixth year if the plowing is no longer beneficial for the sixth year, and it's only going to be beneficial for the seventh year. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell me. What about the second part, the katzir? What is that referring to, the harvesting? The katzir shal shviyis, sheyotza lematzoy shviyis. It's referring to a katzira. Again, I'm going to look at the Rashi Ksav Yad on the side of the page. The katzir shall tzvua hagedeyu b'shvius. You have grain which grew at least one third during the Shemitah year. What does that mean? Pigain svichin, either cropped up by itself, or pigain sha'abar v'zar b'shvius. The person did an aveira, and they planted in the seventh year. The din is atanoyeg minig shvius b'shvius. So in the year after the shvius year, in the eighth year, Atanayig Minig Shvius Bashminis, Shachayev is Bibir, the Ein Seichrin Ba, and so on. But the point is, according to Rabbi Kiva, I have a Pasuk, a Din, the Araisa, which tells me Tesef Shvius. So again, we said at the top of Gimel Medeis, I might think that you get Malkus for Tosefes Shvi'is, which we originally thought was a Takana Beisham and Beisila. And then we said, no, it's Halacha Mishmi Sinai. Now we're saying, it's not Halacha Mishmi Sinai, it's a Pasuk. It is a Pasuk. That is all in the world of Rabbi Kiva. Now Rabbi Yishmael is able to find some justification of the words Becharash HaBekatzah Tishpais in Shabbos, which is fantastic if you think about it, because the Pasuk is speaking about Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva just said there's no way the Pasuk is referring to Shabbos, because Becharash HaBekatzah Tishpais, but from the other 37 Malachas you're allowed to do that. Elamai must be referring to Shemitah. It can't be referring to Shemitah. Elamai must be referring to Erev Shvius, and so on. That was all Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I've got a very nice way of explaining these words in reference to Shabbos. Zog to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel in there. Name, very poshut. Ma charesh rishus, afkotzi rishus. Meaning, let's examine the pasuk. It says, b'charesh ubakotzir tishbais. There should be a secession from your plowing and from your reaping. So says Rabbi Shmuel, I'll tell you what this is referring to. Just like every single time you do a harisha, by definition, it is always a voluntary act. There is no mitzvah whatsoever to plow a field for any din Torah at any time of the year, ever. It just doesn't exist. So says Rabbi Shmuel, so the pasuk is coming to tell me that what type of a ketzira is prohibited? A ketzira which is similar to a harisha. Just like the harisha, the one which the Torah asked, is an optional harisha, a harisha shel rishus, because there's never a mitzvah to do a harisha, there's never a mitzvah to plow your field, ever. So too, when the Torah forbade ketzira on Shabbos, it's only if it's just an optional ketzira. But if I've got a mitzvah to do ketzira, so I never asked for that. Meaning, so Rabbi Shmuel says, V'charesh HaBekatzah Tishbeis blibes within Hilcha Shabbos and Dini Shabbos. And we're making a hekesh between ketzira to harisha, and we're saying just like the harisha which the Torah forbade is a harisha shel rishus, so too the only ketzira which the Torah forbade is a ketzira shel rishus. Says the Gemara one more time, Shmuel Amar Ma Charesh Rishus, Afkatzah Rishus, Yotza Ketzira Oimer Shehi Mitzvah. To the exclusion of Ketzir Oimer, which is a mitzvah. Says Rashi two lines down, Ma Charesh Rishus B'chol Mokim. There is never a mitzvah to plow your field for any din Torah ever. So too, the only time the Torah is asking Ketzira is a Ketzira Rishus, or a Ketzira Oimer Mutar Liktzir B'Shabbos. That means that you have to go, you have to harvest on the 16th of Nisan. It's a mitzvah to say to do so. It happens to be you'll go to the field and there's a section which has been harvested already. Why should I go ahead and harvest when I've got some perfectly good barley which has been harvested already? Now you have to actually go ahead and harvest it. So the Torah never asked her that. So ma harish rishus, afkatzir rishus, to the exclusion of ketzir oimer. Al kaponim, where are we holding? We're holding, for a moment now, kind of leave, forget about Rabbi Yishmael. We are holding with Akasha. You're telling me that the Musik of Tosefes Shvi'is is halacha l'mishmi Sinai, the last 30 days of the year. And Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai added on earlier parts of the year. And Rabbi Gamliel was mevatel the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel part. It's not true. Tosefes Shvi'is is a din d'oraisa according to Rabbi Akiva. It's a din d'oraisa. So what are you talking about? Frank the Gemara says the Gemara Ella Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Ki Gemiri Hilchaza. You know what the Halacha Mishmi Sinai is coming to tell me? The Mishra Yalda. The Halacha Mishmi Sinai is coming to matter the 10 saplings, the Esenetiyos, that if you've got these Esenetiyos in a Beis Tzar, you're allowed to bechorish the entire area up until Rosh Hashanah. And the Kroy, the Psukim, Lemesa Zekena. So I can explain the Psukim, and I can explain the Halacha Mishmi Sinai. The Halacha Mishmi Sinai is allowing me to is allowing me to plow the field of Esther Netiris up until Rosh Hashanah. But the Pasuk is asking Tisefes Shvius for older trees, and that is how I can explain it. Frag the Gemara, the obvious question. Asks the Gemara, the cave and the Hochasa Lemishri Yalda. If the Alach Mishmisin is coming to matter the Yalda, Lav Memela Zakena Asira, so won't I automatically hear and infer there's Alach Mishmisin that in the last 30-day period of the year, you are allowed to plow an orchard of young saplings because we're concerned that unless you tend to it constantly and you plow the field and you make the field nice and moist, then these saplings will end up dying and they'll be hazard. Well, if there's a halacha mishmisina to matter specifically in netiyos because they're saplings, so obviously I can infer that if they're not netiyos, it's going to be aser. So why would I need the pasuk of Bechorei Shebekatzei Tishreis to aser as the gaina? I just doesn't make sense. I don't need it. It wouldn't make sense. Says the Gemara, you're right. That can't be pshat. So again, we're still trying to understand what's learned out from the pasuk, what's the lachamish misinai, what is beisham and beisil, and so on. Ella hilchasa l'Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael. Remember, Rabbi Yishmael says Bechorei Shebekatzei Tishreis has got nothing whatsoever to do with Shemitah. The pasuk legabi Shabbos. Pasuk by Shabbos. So we have no pasuk. We have no Torah source to tell me Tisefes Shvius in the world of Rabbi Shmuel. Chayav Bekatzei Tishreis is referring to a prat in Melechus Ketzira on Shabbos. Zag v'gemara, Ela hilchasa, you're right, Elach HaMish Misinai, to tell me, to answer before Rosh Hashanah, that is needed in the world of Rabbi Shmuel. Kroy, the psukim, which Aser is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva has a source, Bechorei Shebekatzei Tishreis. It's not speaking about Shabbos, it's not speaking about Shvius, it must be speaking about Erev Shvius. So that is the way we are now explaining these things. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, another explanation. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabban Gamaliel, Ubeis Dinoi, Midyurais Batlo. Rabban Gamaliel and his Bezdin, they have the ability to be Mevatel, Tisefes Shvius, and Gansen, lock, stock, and barrel. Everything about it. Rashi says, Midyurais Batlo, Kolomer Ashkechu Smach Menatera, Lahachi Batlo Hilchasa. Meaning they found a smach, a source in the Torah, and that's why they were able to be mevatel everything. They were able to be mevatel everything. The Rash in the Ksaviyad says, "Diraisa batel midiraisi alfinen tamayu ulo oila ad Rosh Hashanah." They were mevatel everything, including all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. There is no Tisefes Shvius at all. And up until now, we were saying that there was either a halacha Mishmi Sinai, which asked the last 30 days, or there was a pasuk which asked the last 30 days, and Rabbi Gamaliel and his Bezdin, they were mevatel the Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel additions. Now Rabbi Yochanan says no. He says, you know what they were capable of doing? You know what they did? Rabbi Gamaliel and Beis Din and Midiraisa Batlo, they were mevatel everything. My time, where do they find such a source? My time, Gomer Shabbos, Shabbos, Mishabbos Bereishis. It uses Lashon of Shabbos in reference to Shemitah. It uses Lashon of Shabbos by Shabbos Bereishis. So we'll say the following. Ma'la halon, hi asura lefanei v'lachrei muteris. Just like in reference to Shabbos Bereishis, in reference to Shabbos. Shabbos is aser. Before and after, it is mutter. And there is a discussion. What do you mean? There's no din of Tisefes Shabbos? I thought Tisefes Shabbos is diraisa. So that they say, mitzat Tisefes Shabbos, it's like a mashu midiraisa. It's like a moment. But really, there's no significant period of time at all before and after Shabbos. Right before Shabbos is mutter, right after Shabbos is mutter. So just like we say, ma la'alan hi asira lefnei v'lachrei mutarin, afkan, so to over here, like Avishmita, Hiyasura, lifanav alachre mutarin. The before and after is going to be mutter. So says Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Gamliel and his bezdin, they were mevakel incredible things. If you say it's alach mishmi Sinai, they're mevakel alach mishmi Sinai. If you said Tisefer Shviyas is Oster, they're mevakel it, they're mevakel b'din Torah. I mean, an unbelievable power of Rabbi Gamliel and his bezdin, because they found this gzeirah shava. The Gemara says that's incredible. It's unbelievable. Maskevler of Ashi can be Manda Amre Hilchasa. According to the Manda Amre, who says that the last 30 days of the year there's an Isser Harisha based on Allah Mishmi Sinai. Asya Gzeirah Shava Akra Hilchasa. Does it make sense that they found the Gzeirah Shava? It says Shabbos. We're going to learn Gzeirah Shava to tell me that you're able to be mevatel the period of Tisefes before and after. Doesn't make sense. And Oman the Amar Kra. And according to the opinion which says, it's learned out from a Pasuk, what, the last 30 days of the year, there's an Isser D'oraisa. Because we learn, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Harish of Akatsa Tishbayis, there's an Isser D'oraisa to plow the field. Comes along this Halach Mishmi Sinai and gets rid of it. Asa Gzeira Shava, and it comes on the Gzeira Shava and gets rid of it. Asa Gzeira Shava Akra Krav. And it seems to be that the Havana behind this question is, it's not Mistaber that your Gzeira Shava is correct. And as you'll ask, it's a Gzeira Shava, what's built through for mine layman? It's a Gzeira Shava. So Rashi says, if you look at Asa Gzeira Shava, Akra Lehilchasa, Kolomar, Mishum Gzeira Shava, the inu gemiru minafshayu mishabas batlu hilchasa ha'ein adam dan gezeirah shava miatzmai. Seems to be the way the Rishonim understand this question is it's highly unlikely, it's highly improbable that this gezeirah shava is correct. You know, you can only make a gezeirah shava if you're a mekabelit from your rebbe all the way back from Sinai. It doesn't make sense. Think about the logic over here. According to the world of Rabbi Akiva, I have a pasuk which says the last 30 days of the year you're not allowed to do malacha. You cannot plow your field. Why? Because it says b'charish b'katzat tishpeis. So I have a pasuk telling me don't plow your field the last 30 days of the year. Does it make sense that there's a halacha mishmit, that there's a gzeirah shava which now says, oh no, that doesn't apply. It's not mistaber. And according to the other opinion who said it's not a pasuk, but there's a halacha l'mishmi Sinai, which is the last 30 days of the year. You're not to plow your field, but now there's a gzeirah shava which says, no, we're going to get rid of that halacha l'mishmi Sinai, it's not mistaber. It doesn't make sense. So again, one more time. The Gemara said, maskiv la, maskiv la, ravashi. Mandar Mehilchasa. According to Mandar Mehilchasa, says the last 30 days of the year, it's Asa, the Sefer Shvias. Because of Lachamish Mesine, Asa Gzer Shava, Akra Hilchasa. Well, Mandar Mekra, Asa Gzer Shava, Akra Kra. Doesn't make sense. El Amr of Ashi. El Amr of Ashi, Ralin Gamlilu Beis Dinoi, Savri La Karib Yishmael. Let's kind of, this is the Maskan of the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin, again, Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin, they were mevatel Tisefes Shvius. What were they mevatel? So they held, Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin held like Rabbi Yishmael, who held under Amar Hilchasa Gemirila. There is a halacha l'mishmi Sinai of Tisefes Shvius in the last 30 days of the year. V'chi Gemiri Hilchasa, when did they learn the halacha l'mishmi Sinai? The Chigemiri Hilchasa Bizman Shabes Amigvish Kayim. The Halacha Mishmi Sinai was only said at the time of the Beis Amigdash. Came along Rabbi Gamliel and his bed, and they said, Rabbeisai, it's not Negea to us anymore. It was only the time of the Beis Amigdash. Dumyo Denisa Hamayim, which is only relevant at the time of the Beis Amigdash. Abu Bizman Shabes Beis Amigvish Kayim. Loi. But if there's no Beis Hamikdash, there's no Din Tisefes Shvius, not even the last 30 days of the year, there's no more Halacha Mishmi Sinai, and therefore it is Mutter. So again, just to kind of put this, you know, to kind of wrap this up and just go over this one more time. It's tonight to see this Gemara a few times just to kind of get the structure one more time. We had an enigmatic statement of Rav Dimi. He asked Rav Dimi, Omar, I might think you get Malkus for the Tisafis. We have a source to tell me to the contrary. So think about what in the world does that mean? Two pshatim. First pshat is, I might think you get Malkus for Harisha, because we learn it from a klal or prat or klal. Kamash Malan, you cannot learn a klal or prat or klal over here, because it wouldn't make sense why you have four pratim. Pshat number two is, I might think you get Malkus for one of the four prohibited activities in the Zman of Tisefesh Shvias. Kamash Malan, you don't. We originally thought the Zman of Tisefesh Shvias was a Hamtsa, was a creation of Beishamay Beisilor. Then we said, no, it's a Lachamish Misinai. And then we said, no, it's a Pasuk. So we mentioned Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, and it revolves around this statement of Becharish Bekatzah Tishreis, which is stated by Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says it can be referring to Shabbos because all Lamentes Malachas are Aser. It can be referring to the Shemitah year because we already have a Pasuk telling me the Yisurim of Shemitah. Elamai, it must be referring to Becharish Bekatzah Tishreis, a harish of the sixth year going into the seventh year. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you have a pasuk telling me that there's a din tisefesh shvias. In the world of Rabbi Akiva, there's no way you could be mevatel that. It's a pasuk. Can't be mevatel a pasuk. But in the world of Rabbi Ishmael says there's no pasuk telling me tisefesh shvias. You know what the pasuk of Becharish Bekatzah Tishreis is telling me? When did the Torah ask a Ketzir on Shabbos if it's a Rishos? If it's a mitzvah, you can do it. Kumtois, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there is a Musik of Tisefesh Shvias, the last 30 days of the year, that's learned from Halacha Mesh Misinai. Came along Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin, and they said, but that Halacha Mesh Misinai only applied Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kaim. Bizman is there, there is no Halacha Mesh Misinai, there's no Din Tisefesh Shvias. Okay, we will call it here, and we said tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we will learn at 11:30.